WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listoftheref.com presents Dan Girard on Basketball, the weekly inside look into the University of Southern Indiana men's basketball program. Tonight's show was brought to you by Hausman Outdoor Solutions, Spanky's Pizza, by All-Star Office Sitting, and by Mack Industrial Services. Stan Girard on Basketball is also brought to you by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Slate Printing, by Lou Fuse Mazda, and by Lou Fuse Kia, and by Jimmy John's. Now live from Spanky's, here's the host of the show, Brad Klein.
It's the Stan Girard Radio Show here on WREF and Spanky's on the West Side. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on the West Side off the Lloyd. And, of course, we're talking USI basketball with the head man himself, Stan Girard. A round of applause for Coach Girard.
Thank you.
We've got Devin Curtis coming on as the Jimmy John's sub of the show as well later on. But
does that mean he gets a Jimmy John's sandwich?
No, he's working on his Spanky's order right
okay,
now.
Okay, I'm just saying, if he's a Jimmy John's sub of the game, man, it should be a give him a drift.
I would say call Ed Henson on that.
Yeah. Ed Henson, okay. I got you.
My boss. I can't really help him on that. What I can do is applaud him for a job well done. Maybe the best basketball he's played of his life against Tennessee Tech.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. I played well against Tennessee State as well, and those are the games that we're recapping with Coach Girard here from this past weekend. USI coach on Thursday getting their first OVC win of the season and a 71-54 win against TTU. How do you feel about that game? You got to feel really good about the way you guys played, especially the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you can get a W, man, you got to feel great. Just did some things different. Of course, we the biggest thing, I'm sure, the talk of the town was probably switching up the lineup. You know, we put Tolu, I think he came off the bench. Mm-hmm. Ishmael B came off the bench, and there was a third, wasn't it? We started three. Josiah came off the bench. And, as a coaching staff, you play around with things and try to find some things that push some guys' buttons, see if we get more out of those guys who we sat down. And then, the guys who did start or played, they responded. You know, you talk about, you know, you have Devin Curtis up here in a minute. You know, he came off the bench in place of Ben and gave us some quality minutes and just helped us overcome, get that monkey off our back, so to speak. It was just one of those things, Brad. We were just trying to, again, figure out some type of formula that helps us, you know, not just get off to a good start, but also, you know, just maintain a level of play, if not elevate it throughout the game.
Yeah, there's so many different ways we could break this game down, and we will. Again, a 71-54 win against Tennessee Tech on Thursday. I'm sure that people were listening on the radio, or if they were watching on TV, or if they were at the game in Cookeville, they're just pointing at the court and saying, yeah, we want more of that. How do we get more of that? So the question is, how do you guys replicate that?
I wish I can bottle that game up and accept the free throws the first half.
Yeah.
But I'll take everything else we did in that ball game and take it the rest of the way. I think if we can do that, we'll have a chance to win. So many guys played well, and it wasn't just in terms of scoring, but everybody, you know, we finished, I think that first half, we finished with, was it 13 or 14 defensive stops in a row?
Yeah, 10-0 run.
And then we started the second half with 5 or 6 stops in a row, and that's good basketball. You know, anytime you can, you know, put together some stops, and unlike in the past, you know, when we got stops, we struggled to score. You know, in this particular game, Brad, we not just got stops, you know, especially the second half. We start putting the ball in the hole, and we had, three turnovers, which is unlikely for us. 13, 14 assists. We shared the basketball. We played as one. We played for each other, and I feel like we finally played for the name on the front of our shirts, and that just made me so proud of these guys that night.
Three turnovers, for those who don't know, hasn't been done here at USI since the turn of the century. So a really, really cool thing in a single game. And three turnovers at any level of basketball, that's almost unheard of. I know that you coach point guards heavier than any other position, and you're getting stat sheets from communications coordinators during the game. Did you realize that you guys were working on that kind of ball security game in real time?
No, I didn't. Honestly, I didn't look at this. I didn't look at the assists. I was paying attention to more the defense and who was scoring the ball for the team. When we get in those coaches' huddles, you know, I'm like, who's the hot hand? You know, what can we run? What's working? We do all this analytical stuff. We try to keep a update on what's working for us offensively. You know, I was trying to go zone a couple times, but we went zone. I think we were, one stop out of three possessions. So we I was more focused there at that particular point, and not on the assists. But, you know, as the game went along, you can, you know, anybody who has a feel for basketball, you can see, like, we're not turning the ball over. That ball is moving around, and we're getting guys cut from corners, we're getting dunks, and we're getting open shots. And it was just beautiful basketball. It looked like – I'm a big fan of women's basketball, especially our women. And the reason being is they play good basketball. They make basketball plays. Guys are more ground and pound, want to beat you off the bounce. You know, when we go on the road, especially, you know, when we don't have anything, we go to the girls' game, and I sit up top, and I just watch those ladies move that basketball around. And I always wish we could do that, you know, get some guys to move it that way. But guys are different. They want to ground and pound and dribble the air of the basketball and try to beat them. But Thursday night, we looked like a really good ball club and sharing the basketball.
Were you that way? Were you a ground and pound guy, or were you sharing the basketball?
I was ground and pound, but I also shared. But I didn't go – I went downhill and not, you know, east-west or whatnot. You know, I wanted to go straight. Our guys want to – guys, I won't say our guys because they're listening.
Yeah.
Guys in general want to – they want the crossover move, the nice move. They may miss the shot, but they happy with the move and not the results. You know what I mean? So I was always a straight-line guy, but I like to move the basketball, man. I don't like, you know, a lot of dribbling.
Ishmael Habib, you mentioned him before the Tennessee Tech game. You made the decision to bench him against CTU, and that's one of the best scorers in the OVC. That decision does not come, I'm sure, lightly for you. What kind of conversations did you have with Ish after the game? Because obviously he played extremely well, 21 points, 7 assists, not a single turnover, probably the best game of his life. So how did you guys kind of reconcile that and talk about that after the game?
It's funny. A lot of people think we just go to basketball practice and there's no – in between or after practice, after games, we're not. So our last home game was against, who was that, Brad?
Martin.
After the game, Habib was noticeably upset. You know, his brother is walking, pacing hallways, and I needed a minute to come. They wanted to talk to me, you know what I mean? And I was so irate at the end of that game. I needed a minute, so I get home. And one of the coaches texted me and said, hey, man, Ish's mom and brother's looking for you. They want to talk. So at that point, I'm like, what the heck is going on? You know what I mean? So I text Ish about 11:30 on Saturday night after the Martin game. Now, granted, I was supposed to be in Alabama to go watch my daughter play volleyball on Sunday. So the plan was to leave after the game and go drive to Alabama so I can be there Sunday morning at 7 o'clock. Well, he texted me. I said, hey, I heard you're looking for me. I want to meet with you. And he's like, I mean, you want to meet me? He said, yes, I want to meet with you. I said, when? He says, now. So I look at my clock. I'm like, it's 12 o'clock a.m. I said, well, one of two things can happen. I'm not driving back to campus because I'm at home, about to leave town, or we can meet tomorrow. At that point, my trip was canceled because I was not in a good mood. Well, Ish decides to drive to my house at midnight on Saturday night after we lost the ball game. And so I'm like, who's coming with you? My mom, my brother, and my niece. So I'm like, okay, this is not – I don't know how this is going to go, but, you know, I'm already in defensive mode because we just lost the ball game. And we sat in my house for an hour and a half after that game on Saturday. And I was happy to hear that his mom and brother saw my point of view. And Ish is a stubborn young man. You know Ish. Only thing he can think of is the last 4 minutes of the game, I want the ball. That's all he kept saying. While his brother is talking like a coach, you're not doing this, you're not doing that, you're not sharing the basketball, blah, blah, blah. His mom is on the same page as I am, and I'm like, hallelujah, because this could have went ugly pretty quick. So after about 45 minutes to an hour, Ish is like, I'm ready to go. You know, he's trying to tell his mom and brother we're leaving. They're like, no, you're going to listen to coach, and he's going to tell you what you got to do, and this is what you're going to do. It kind of reminds me of my parents. And so I kind of gave him the formula, what I was thinking. I said, hey, I wasn't going to start you against Martin, but I gave you the benefit of the doubt, you know. So I told him I needed more out of him in practice. Fast forward to Monday's practice, I get nothing out of Ish. He's quiet. He's upset. He's not talking. So I decided on Tuesday I'm going to put him on the scout team. And that just made matters worse. We didn't talk all week. We didn't talk Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And so on the bus over to Tech, rather. You know, I'm thinking I got to reverse the ties a little bit and have a conversation with him. So I text him after practice on Wednesday And I said, hey, let's meet for breakfast Thursday morning, which is game day, at 8 o'clock in the morning. Let's talk. So we met for breakfast. I gave him some things to think about. And I said, you're not starting. I'm sure you know that by now. And he just couldn't fathom not starting. And I told him, it's tough love. I need you to be a communicator, be a leader, play harder, get other guys involved, facilitate the offense, talk on defense, get guys organized. I just gave him a lot of different things. And I said, hey, it's not the end of the world. You know, guys come off the bench and guys play better, give you a chance to kind of see the game from a different lens before you go in. And before we got on that bus, he texted me and said, Coach, we're going to win the game tonight. That's what he told me. And that conversation was great. And then after the game, I heard him talking, you know, after the game. Now, I know he told you some things. He was okay with it, but he was not okay coming off the bench. But we got great production out of him. And,
he told me that he wasn't truthful with me on the radio?
I don't know, man. He wanted, because after the game, he texted me, hey, am I starting next game? So, but those guys that come off the bench, not just to be, you know, Clay, Josiah, everybody played their roles. Yeah. They were stars in their roles on Thursday. And that's what you want in a game like that, you know, especially a game we had a chance to win. So, it's proud of our guys.
How fulfilling is it as a coach to make a decision that was not easy, that cost you some sleep, literally and figuratively, and then it, by all accounts, worked out, especially for that one game
right.
on Thursday?
Right.
Have you had a moment like that in your coaching career?
Oh, yeah. It happens a lot, you know, and a lot before I got here. I'm so worried about – I'm a big relationship guy with our players, and they may not believe that, but I always – I try to be in tune with what they're thinking, you know what I mean? And he was not happy, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I always think about what's best for the team, you know? And at that point, you know, if I was going to get any point across to my team, I needed to bench my best player, you know what I mean? Because I think once he went down the bench, everybody realized, like, he's not invincible either, you know? He's a guy that's, you know, being held to a higher standard, you know? And I think he worked. Now, I was concerned about it not working. You know what I mean? You just never know if he would shut down. But I think the best thing we did was have a conversation Thursday morning and talk about some things I needed to be better with in preparation for the game. So fast forward, you know, Sheridan Sharp comes into the office on Monday wanting to have a conversation. So we'll see if that helps him this week as well. But my door, it's an open door policy with me. I want our guys to know that I'm always here to talk through some things. They may not always agree what I do or what I say, but I will listen, but I'm always going to do what's best for this team.
Fast forward to after the Thursday game, the Saturday game against Tennessee State, 73-67, a narrow loss against TSU. Now, that's one of the better teams in the league on the
second
road.
Second place, right?
Yeah,
second place. Yeah.
You guys had a lead in the second half. You had your chances eventually come up a little bit short. What are your takeaways from this game?
Well, it just boiled down to us just being solid defensively. Especially in the second half, but it was also ball security. You know, we had, what, three turnovers at Tennessee Tech, and we had, I think, 13 or 14 on Saturday. We didn't take care of the basketball. We only had maybe 13 turnovers. How many assists? Four or five, if even that?
Seven.
Seven assists. We didn't – we kind of went back to our old ways. You know, I feel like with the success we had on Thursday night, we should have bought that same – type of success into the game on Saturday. We didn't take care of the basketball. And now I give Tennessee State credit. You know, late game, we were up 5 or 6 points. They called a timeout, and they pressed us, and we panicked. You know what I mean? We turned it over 3 or 4 times in a row. In crunch time, I think it was under 10 minutes around that ballpark, we turned it over 4 times in a row. They capitalized, you know. They get a rebound. We run 2 guys up on the ball. We're not back in transition. They make 2 passes, get 2 dunks in a row, and ignite the crowd. We call 2 back-to-back timeouts, and we just never recover, you know. But against a team like, you know, Tennessee State, when you have them against the wall, we got to be better in terms of, you know, the things that got us there defensively, because I thought we did a great job of taking care of the ball. But when you have live ball turnovers, you know, and it leads to dunks and get the crowd ignited, it's hard to overcome that.
Again, we're here on the Stan Gerard Radio Show here on WREF talking about last weekend, Tennessee Tech and Tennessee State. You can't talk about those games without talking about or even with Devin Curtis. He's coming on the show in a brief moment right here on WREF. Don't go anywhere.
Jimmy John's fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Hey, USI fans, a basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup. USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on lawn care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
License includes first payment and $245 fee with approved credit. Financing $2083 per month per thousand borrowed. Zero down. 48 months. Must finance with KFA. Offers can combine. Interest accrues from date of purchase. Ends 2/1/26.
Get ready for new Kias with 0% financing at Lou Fuse Kia Evansville. The Ready, Set, Drive sales event is happening now. Get ready for big savings on all your favorite new Kias with as low as 0% APR financing. You're set with a new 2025 Kia Telluride. Buy with 0% plus no payments for 90 days or get 3,000 KFA bonus cash. Drive a new 2026 Kia Sorento with 0% plus no payments for 90 days. Or get 2,500 KFA bonus cash. Got a trade? See us today and we'll make you a huge offer. It's your chance to save on new Kias during the Ready, Set, Drive sales event. Don't miss Tellurides and Sorentos 0% plus no payments for 3 months or up to 3,000 bonus cash at Lou Fuse Kia Evansville, home of the 200,000 mile warranty. Click EvansvilleKia.com. Lou Fuse, we are family.
And we're back on the Stan Gerard Radio Show here on WREF on the west side right by Schnucks. It's Spanky's, one of two locations for Spanky's. Also have a location on Jefferson Avenue downtown. Jimmy John, sub of the show, Devin Curtis, is here on WREF.
Thank you, thank you.
DC, really appreciate you taking the time. How's life right now? It's got to be pretty good.
Yeah, life's good. I mean, just had practice. Practice is always good to be able to compete with the guys and get better in all aspects of the game, just trying to get better and stack wins. You know, we split on the road last week, and we got to now protect home court. So that's going to always be fun, having everybody come out and see our games and seeing the support, especially coming back from a road trip. Everybody's like, oh, the basketball guys are back. So it's like, it's always fun being back on campus, and now we got to show them that if we can do it on the road, we can do it at home. So.
Yeah, no doubt. I feel like the excitement for you guys coming back home is probably even it's multiplied after what you guys did over the weekend and getting your first OVC win on the road, not easy. And the way you played was outstanding. 8 points, 9 rebounds, 4 blocks off the bench against Tennessee Tech. By all metrics, I mean, especially at this level, Division I, that's probably the best game of your life. So take me through what was clicking for you against TTU.
What was clicking for me was just going out and trying to rebound. Most of my rebounds were offensive rebounds, yeah. Just going to crash the boards hard, something that's been instilled by me from my coaching staff and even my teammates. That's really what kind of got me going, my teammates looking for me, playing my role the right way and setting screens and getting them open, and then that's how I started flowing. So just being the, I would say, just being the team player that I am trying to be and just being the offensive guy, and that's how I got flowing. That's why 4 blocks is not easy.
No.
You got to be in the right spots, right time, and you got to help the helper. So being able to capitalize on those opportunities is big.
for me to ask you, hey, how do we get more of that? That would be to minimize how special a four-block game, 9 points, eight rebounds is. But how do you channel that time in, time again, or more consistently for you and also for the team as a whole?
Knowing that most games aren't going to – I mean, most games come at with different schemes and different players on the court, but being consistent in yourself and knowing what you can do and stepping up to the plate and performing the best as you can, I feel like that's something that's been preached to me from my parents, and just keep trying to be the best you can every day and just striving for that goal. Maybe one game doesn't look like 8 and 9, but as long as I come in and protect the paint and get my rebounds, I did my job.
That had to be a pretty big moment, right, for you on the court to be out there and to play your role, to play it especially well as well. How'd you go about celebrating it? Did you connect with friends, family after the game?
No, sir.
No?
Just on to the next one.
Just business.
Just business.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Do you celebrate anything? Because I feel like that's worthy of celebration. Got to enjoy the little things, and especially got to enjoy the big things. That's a big thing.
I feel like this is a part of the journey. The big thing is getting to the tournament and winning the OVC tournament. I mean, most people might be outsiders looking in, but me knowing the team and putting that battery in our backs, I know we still have strong faith and strong will that we're going to keep fighting in tooth and nail no matter what. So this is just a journey. This is a step in the journey into getting to where we need to go.
You mentioned the NCAA tournament. I know that that's kind of been on your vision board ever since you transferred right from Cal to USI. And because you're a Cal transfer, and there's a lot of things that we could talk about, but everyone wants to know about Fernando Mendoza right
now.
With the game from last night, you knew him when he was at Cal. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I would say no a little bit. You know how everybody has their own bubbles.
Yeah.
Every bubble eventually collides. So I came in. I forgot where exactly we were, just probably caught him passing by, and we had a little conversation, just what's up, and just knowing how special Cal was and how that influenced him, and you see how every interview he's always so well-spoken,
yeah.
I would say. He's very intelligent, and he knows what's the right thing to say, so I just understand that he's a little bit on that nerdier side, but no no shots to him, but still great player, great game, and go Hoosiers.
Well, you know what, and I'm saying this in an endearing way because I'm also on the nerdier side, but you know what, DC, so are you. I mean, I know you're 6'11" and you're a good athlete, but that doesn't mean you're not a nerd. You're a bit of a nerd.
Yeah, I'm a little bit. I like my, you know what I'm saying, I have my little habits or hobbies, I'll say.
What habit or hobby would most make you qualify you as a nerd?
Actually, like listening to jazz. Is that nerd?
No, I think that's just really classy.
That's classy?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'll say I read.
Yeah, I read. That's nerdy.
I get into my, I like reading like self-improvement books because I feel like that helps, especially as a person that wants to change and have an influence in the world, just knowing that. I mean, it's corny, but if you want to change the world, look in the mirror. So, and being that influence on not only myself, and I would say I also do like learning about money. Money is very important. I know money doesn't bring you happiness, but if you can make it stretch for different generations, then you're happy by yourself. Like, as long as my kids and my kids' kids are happy, then I did my job.
I like that. That's really okay. Round of applause for DC on that. How old are you again?
22.
You sound like you're 44, my guy. Yeah.
Thank you. That's good.
Where does that come from?
I'll say really from my dad. I'll say the personal is my mom, and then my dad kind of put that business spin on me. He kind of really told me that, hey, if he knew all this information earlier, he would have set his whole career up earlier. So he just kind of instilled that on me, that knowing that I'm young and this is what the world is and the economy is looking like and how I can capitalize while I'm here.
What do you study?
Business administration.
That makes sense. What are you thinking you're going to do with that after basketball?
When the ball stops dribbling, I'm trying to get into sports tech.
Okay.
Trying to do, if not sports tech, then marketing for sports tech.
Okay. I like that. Yeah. Stay with what you know.
Yeah.
But then again, you know a lot of things because you read, and that's impressive.
Yes, sir.
Especially to find time in season. How do you do that?
I sometimes bus rides are a lot. You have a lot of time to kind of burn. And I'll say even going back on what my dad said, he said he doesn't like when I waste time.
Mm.
And that's kind of been something that's been nagging me in the back of my head, especially since it's new year. You know, everybody say new year, new me.
Mm-hmm.
But 2026, I'm trying to vitalize and using my time the most efficiently. And I feel like just trying to grasp new concepts, learn, and just step out of my comfort zone and being consistent.
Can I attest to all this? I know that you're a great student as well, but I will say that you probably left out the nerdiest element of you and your interests, right? You're an anime guy.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
That's
I know that. I didn't know if the audience wouldn't know that, but yeah.
Yeah.
I love anime. Yeah.
Well, for those who don't know what it is, it's nerdy, and that's all you need to know. Yeah. It's cartoons and nerdy.
Yes, very, 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 very nerdy.
But you're the only one on the team that likes it, right?
Actually, I'll say shout out to my guy Steve. He likes Solo Leveling. That's a it's a new show. So I would say it seems like you guys don't know what I'm talking about, but it's like the most nerdiest thing. It's like if I was taking a comic book and then just playing it on the show. So basically, it's just a comic book. It's just nerdy comic book.
Nerdy, yeah. So you guys kumbaya about that.
A little bit, yeah.
With Clay.
Yeah.
That, and then also on the same, rec team growing up in Milwaukee?
Yeah, that's
kind of crazy. Yeah. So the recruiting for Coach Gerard and staff, it starts in elementary school, apparently.
Apparently. Full circle moment.
What was that like to full circle moment land at USI with a guy that you play when you were, what, in high school, right?
Yeah, but I lived in Atlanta when I was so I'm from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Grew up there for 7 years, and then I moved when I was seven. Grew up in Atlanta, lived there for 7 years. So then I moved when I was 14 to Los Angeles, grew up there. Now this is year eight.
So you played with Stephen Clay when you were, what, 5 years old?
Yeah, around there.
That's incredible.
So coming back, and I was like, I looked at him, and he was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I was like, there's no way I know him. And then I kind of looked. I'm like, nah, he's a little too familiar. I asked my dad, and he was like, yeah, you guys played together. We even had some photos together, and I remember he used to be the kid with the mohawk and goggles running around.
Oh.
Yeah. But, yeah, I was
Who's
also,
the nerd now?
Yeah. Me, how the tables flip.
Good?
Oh, yeah, he was good.
Who's better?
I would say I had to grow into my confidence, but he was good. He was from early start, he was good.
Were you always the tall kid?
Yeah.
Always?
Always.
That's got to be nice.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Got a lot of questions of how tall you are and how's the weather up there.
So, yeah.
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 A lot of those questions, but it's always nice. I mean, you know, the height's God-given, for surely blessed, but I'll say just being tall, I know I have to, there's a level of expectations. So
some people out there who are 6'11" that don't want, and some people want to be 6'7" or 5".
Yeah.
Is that you, or you're just happy to be 6'11"?
I'm happy to be.
Yeah,
I'm happy to be.
I can see that. Yeah. It's better than the other way around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's good to have too much than too little.
No doubt. Again, Devin Curtis here on WREF, the Stan Gerard Radio Show. We're going to take a quick pause. We're going to continue to talk on some of the show when we return on WREF.
Jimmy John's fresh-made sandwiches on their fresh-made bread using hand-sliced meats and garden veggies. Enjoy Jimmy John's in one of their many local and area tri-state locations, or you can order online for pickup or delivery. Got a catering event coming up? Jimmy John's can customize your order for any size crowd. In addition to their large sandwich menu, don't forget about Jimmy Chips, buckets of jumbo-sized pickle spears, and either chocolate chip or oatmeal raisin cookies. Jimmy John's, freaky fast delivery.
Hey, USI basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mack Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mack delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fell. Call Mack and let them give your home the winning touch. Mack Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home. Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town.
When coach calls your number, it's your time to shine. But that's a lot of pressure, even for a screaming eagle.
Aww.
When they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Green River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website.
All plus tax, title, license, 245 dock fee with approved credit through MFS. 36 months, 15% of MSRP due, 7,500 miles per year. Zero security. Financing is $1,705 and $1,748 per month per thousand borrowed. Zero down. Cannot be combined. Not all qualify. Ends 2/1/26.
Get ready, get set, and drive with low payments at Lou Fuse Mazda Evansville. The Ready, Set, Drive sales event is happening now. Come in today and get ready to save big. You're set with a new 2025 Mazda CX-5, $229 a month lease, or 0.9% for 60 months. Drive a new 2026 Mazda CX-50, lease for $249 a month, or 1.9% for 60 months. Plus, when you buy from us, you're backed by Fuse. Ready, set, and drive with big savings. CX-5s, $229 a month, or 0.9 for 60 months. CX-50s, $249 a month, or 1.9 for 60 months. At Lou Fuse Mazda Evansville, home of the 200,000-mile warranty. Click MazdaEvansville.com. Lou Fuse, we are family.
And we're back on the Stan Gerard Radio Show here on WREF at Spanky's on the west side, right by Schnucks. And, of course, they also have a location downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Devin Curtis, Jimmy John, sub of the show here on WREF, coming off of an 8.9 rebound, 4-block performance last weekend against Tennessee Tech. Also played well against Tennessee State. You know, D.C., we had to hit that commercial break. But I do want to ask you a little bit more about your frame. We were talking during the break. What is the worst thing? And, of course, it's net positive.
Mm-hmm.
Played well on Thursday, but what is the worst thing about being 6'11"? Everyday life.
Everyday life, I would say you can't go in stores and buy. Flights, if you don't get an exit row, terrible.
Yeah.
Doors are an extreme. You got to watch out for doors. Top of doors, you always got to duck your head. And then that's pretty much it. I mean, everything else is a blessing. So
I, in the past, you know, let's just say I'm not in desperate need of an exit row. Mm-hmm. But I've gotten them. Sometimes I get lucky. So, yeah, I know. I see your face. So when you see someone like me getting an exit row or just an aisle seat and you're stuck in the middle, what do you do?
I'm not too rude with it, but it's a little stare, like a glare.
Mm.
Menacing, because it's like, you know you don't need that. You see how tall I am.
Oh, I know. I don't need it. I'm taking it.
You just wanted the seat.
Yeah.
And it's okay. You go enjoy yourself. Everybody has a moment where they enjoy themselves. So I'm not going to be too like, hey, can I get the seat or anything like that? I'm just take my L and then, but I will ask a flight attendant, is there extra room? And more than likely, I'm getting the extra room.
Yeah. Well, here's what I'm going to do as the vertically challenged guy. I'm going to take that exit room. Mm-hmm. And then when we land, hopefully it's a long flight so you're uncomfortable in your middle mm-hmm. seat. When we land, I'm going to glance back at you, and as you get up, you're going to bang your head up against the ceiling. And then I'm going to laugh, and then we'll see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. I'm not going to lie. I think it was even funnier. I think that happened before. I for sure caught
it. It happened
yeah. before.
No doubt.
So, it's nothing new, honestly, at this point.
With your height, and again, 6'11", you said you've always been the tall kid. Was it always basketball? Kind of had to be with your height, right?
Crazy enough, I had 2 years where I played baseball.
Really?
Yeah, I couldn't hit a single ball. I think I only hit one ball, and the one time I did, it was a ground rule double.
Oh.
So that was ever the first time I was on base, and it was the most awkwardest thing because I'm like, hey, I'm usually facing the field. Now I'm actually facing the hitter, and I'm like, I was never good at baseball, so we just decided to drop it.
So how old were you when you were playing?
Probably like 10, 11.
Okay. So there. Probably in Atlanta
yep.
at that point.
Yep,
so you said Atlanta, then L.A.
Yes.
You moved around a lot, so what made you guys move around a lot when you were growing up?
First of all, it was my dad went to China to coach a pro league for the CBA. So then that's when I moved with my mom. And then I moved with my mom. Once my dad got back from those 2 years, my dad would come and visit and everything. And then once my mom's tenure was over in Atlanta, she sold her house and we moved back to Atlanta because my grandma and my dad sat me down one day and was like, do you want to take basketball serious? And I was like, yeah, I want to be a Division I athlete. And so we moved out to Los Angeles, and that's where we got to work.
That's really cool. And obviously with your father being a pro coach, I'm sure you had plenty of pointers growing up. How much of your experience growing up did you get coach, and how much did you get dad, especially in the context of basketball?
I would say one thing I'm very grateful for is my dad managed the line very well. It was he knew when I needed dad, and he knew when I needed coach.
Yeah.
I mean, at any moment, it was coach. If I asked him any question, any basketball, it's just like a light just glows. Next thing you know is, you should have done this, you shouldn't done that. You got to position yourself here, and then you got to be more aggressive. And I'm very grateful to be able to have somebody to lean on and that knows so much about the game, and then as well as a parent that is not, you know, overbearing. And, you know, there's good and bads with both sides of it, but I'm just very blessed on how the outcome in my relationship with my father.
Which NBA player do you kind of liken yourself to with his teaching and his coaching that you kind of cultivated into?
NBA player, I'll say ceiling. The ceiling I want to obtain is Evan Mobley, Defensive Player of the Year last year. And then I'll say my floor, I want to be a Naz Reid.
Okay.
So Sixth Man of the Year.
I like that.
Both of those great careers, great guys, tall guys that can defend. Are crafty enough on the offensive side, can really be a Swiss Army knife, somebody that can do a little bit of everything, but they're great at what they do. So I'm just trying to fulfill that role.
I guess that basketball element comes from your dad, right? But then again, the OVC element kind of comes from your mom. I heard that she went to Morehead State,
yes,
right?
Sir. Yes,
you got
sir.
Any trash talk going on in the house when it comes to USI, MSU games?
Nah, because she already knows that. As she knows, I told her if we were going to match up at our age, if she was 22 and I'm currently, it's no competition. So that's all the trash talk I need.
All right, fair enough. Got more questions from the audience. If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
That's a good question. I mean, everybody could say invisibility.
It's going to be some Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Everybody's saying you could, you know, say invisibility or super speed, but I want a superpower that's kind of more realistic and I can control. I would like to read minds, but I don't want to know everything that's being done. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to know what they're saying.
Yeah, humans are interesting.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, if anything, teleportation.
Okay.
I feel like if I could be able to teleport.
That way you don't have to worry about the middle seat.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about walking. If I wanted to just go anywhere, I'll just teleport. So
okay.
I feel teleportation is the best.
This is another question from the audience. I don't know how it's going to play. I don't even know if it's eligible to you, if it makes any sense to you. What food is currently rotting in your refrigerator? It's in the back of the fridge. You should have eaten it a long time ago. Haven't gotten to it. Kind of smells now. Not enough to move it, but it's there.
So this is a little of an extreme.
Okay.
Ready? So in November, my dad came and made a pot of greens.
Okay.
So we cooked it. I mean, he taught me how to make the greens. So I peeled off the greens, washed it, seasoned it, put it in the pot, we boil it, and then add in like pig. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm Jewish. We don't really do that. But yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? No, you don't eat greens, Coach? You didn't make greens? So I don't even know. Like, yes, like ham and other. Yes, thank you so much. So, yes, ham and bones and stuff like that. Thank you. At least somebody in the audience. Okay, so we made the greens, and I froze them, right? I took them out because it was in November early, and I think Thanksgiving rolled around, so I was like, hey, let me make some food for one of my teammates, TB. He cooked a little bit too, so we put our plates together. Moral of the story is, since November, I have yet to remove the greens.
They're still frozen.
They're not frozen because I unthawed them.
Oh, boy.
They're still in the fridge just sitting there, and I have yet to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to throw the whole pot away, yeah. So I have yet to remove it.
I don't think you can even wash that thing anymore.
Oh, yeah. And the crazy part is, it's literally the pots of greens. Like, it's a pot in the middle of my fridge. And it takes up so much space. It is like something
CP's
I need.
CP's your roommate?
No. KK is my roommate.
And KK hasn't said anything about any of this?
No. Yeah, opening it was probably be a death sentence.
So KK, does he cook? Does he care?
Oh, yeah, KK, I'll say KK cares, and he cooks. But it's awkward. It's like in the way, it's in the way, but it's out the way as well.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
But it's a system and it works.
Okay, all right. Here's the deal. And maybe it's a little gross.
Mm-hmm.
Every man has his price. I can cut you a check right now, and of course, it can make you do anything. How much would it cost me to get you to eat what's in the fridge?
A bowl of greens?
Well, that bowl of greens.
That bowl of greens.
And remember, I don't know how bad it is. So.
That's the thing. And this is the thing, though.
And he doesn't know how bad
it is. I don't know how bad it is. Because I know greens can stay in a little bit because, you know, the previous year's Thanksgiving dinner, you eat it for the rest of the almost rest of the year. Some food you eat for the rest of the year. I'll say those greens because you can freeze them, put them up, remake them. But I don't think there's a price you
can
put on
you
it.
You can season it however you want.
Yeah, I don't think you can put a price on it.
All right, fair enough. I respect that.
Thank you.
Devin Kurnis, everyone. Round of applause. DC, really appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Congratulations on last weekend. I know you played so great, and can't wait to see what we do this weekend at home, EIU and WIU.
Yes, sir. We got to protect home court. Make sure you guys come out there, and we're always very thankful for the support. So.
Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Stan Gerard back in a moment right here on WREF. Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town. USI basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mack Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mack delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fill. Call Mack and let them give your home the winning touch. Mack Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
Plus tax title license includes first payment and 245 dock fee with approved credit. Financing 2083 per month per 1,000 borrowed. Zero down, 48 months. Must finance with KFA. Offers can combine. Interest accrues from date of purchase. Ends 2/1/26.
Get ready for new Kias with 0% financing at Lou Fuse Kia Evansville. The Ready, Set, Drive sales event is happening now. Get ready for big savings on all your favorite new Kias with as low as 0% APR financing. You're set with a new 2025 Kia Telluride. Buy with 0% plus no payments for 90 days or get $3,000 KFA bonus cash. Drive a new 2026 Kia Sorento with 0% plus no payments for 90 days. Or get $2,500 KFA bonus cash. Got a trade? See us today and we'll make you a huge offer. It's your chance to save on new Kias during the Ready, Set, Drive sales event. Don't miss Tellurides and Sorrentos 0% plus no payments for 3 months. Or up to $3,000 bonus cash at Lou Fuse Kia Evansville, home of the 200,000 mile warranty. Click EvansvilleKia.com. Lou Fuse, we are family.
And we're back on the Stan Gerard Radio Show here on WREF on the west side at Spanky's right by Schnucks. They also have a location downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Just heard from Devin Curtis, the Jimmy John sub of the show. Stan Gerard, the USI men's basketball head coach, is back on the ref. And, well, Coach, once again, really appreciate you bringing one of your players on the show.
Thank you.
He's an impressive young man, yeah?
He is, man. Once you sit down and talk to him, man, from the outside looking in, he can drive you crazy. But, you know. Once you sit down and talk with him, man, you can tell. He always say the apple don't fall too far from the tree with his family, man, and just a fine young man. A small world, man, I would say. I'll never forget, I was my daughter and my wife and I, we was in Atlanta, Georgia, and Devin's name came across the board. One of my good friends, Titus, lives in California, and he was talking about Devin for 2 weeks. He said he just knew a kid, you know, had a kid that we should be talking to, and finally got a hold of Devin. My first call to Devin was to his father. I was sitting in the hotel in the Doubletree Hotel in Alpharetta, Georgia, in the lobby. My wife and I, we was headed to dinner, and I get the call back from Devin's dad. I paused dinner, and I sat in the lobby and talked to his dad for like 15 minutes. So as we're talking, he says he coached in China. And I said, wow, I have a young man that played for me at UIndy that played in China. Oh, what's his name? Darius Adams. Well, that was one of my best players. It was three of my best players I ever coached before coming was Darius Adams, David Logan, and Jordan Lloyd. Well, his dad coached one of my former players, Darius Adams, in China. So it's just a small world. So we got to talking about that, and it's crazy how small the world is once you start talking to people about things. And it was so ironic that his dad coached Darius in China, all the way in China. He coached him. And so I called Darius and hey, you remember this? Yeah, I remember him. Will you call him for me? I don't have his number. So I said, well, I'm going to put you guys in. I don't know if they ever talked, but, you know, it's just kind of cool that those guys knew each other. And so that kind of helped and expedite the process a little bit. And I think Devin was going to what school in California was Devin going to attend? Devin, before you change your mind, you was going to go where when you left Cal?
Riverside.
Riverside. Yeah. He's going to go to Riverside. That was his initial plan, and then it all worked out for him to fall back into our laps, and here we are.
You know, I know that D.C. played extremely well on Thursday. He played well also against Tennessee State on Saturday. Now, the stats, he didn't score as much, but he was productive out there on the floor.
He was.
But for him, he's not had as he has not had consistent minutes so far this season. So why did you give him that run? What made you give him that run over the weekend? And then how does he earn more playing time?
He's been building up in practice, you know, the past. You know, anytime, if you ever come to a home game and after a game and you walk to that gym at night, you always peek in there, and there's one guy, maybe two in there shooting. And it's always Devin after a game. You know, even though there's been a lot of games where he didn't play, he's always in there putting the work in. You know, when you come to work, the next day he's putting the work in. It was just one of those things where I'll never forget Coach Pearl telling a couple of our guys, you're going to have a chance to win a game for us one day. You know, I didn't say this to Devin one day, but I always thought that he could win a game for us one day. And his number got called on Thursday last week. You know, we threw him in there, and it was between him and Ben, and we wanted to, again, try something different, see if somebody else can come out and give us something we didn't have. And he gave us something we didn't have. You know, I know you mentioned the rebounds, the points, and the blocks, but he also had two steals. You know, not that he's guarding guards out there, but, like, he was able to wrap around a big and get a couple of deflections, but had two steals in very limited minutes. And but he's been building up in practice. You know, you can see him every day getting better and pushing that scout team to to excellence. And we gave him a shot, and he came in and earned his place.
So you guys, with DC now potentially a bigger part of the rotation, outlook of the season going forward, 12 games remaining on the OVC 12 schedule.
12 regular season games.
I should say that.
There you go.
12 regular season games, which is kind of incredible at this point,
yeah,
that we only
is.
Have 12 games left in the OVC slate. So when you evaluate what's to come, how do you look at the outlook of the season and kind of plan
well,
it out?
As you alluded to a little while ago, Brad, we're right there in the hunt. You know, I know we only have one league win, but to have 12 games left in regular season, four at home in a row, you go two in a row, two more at home, and then you go to your last four in a row, which is, I don't know whoever made that schedule up, but your last four is on the road. But you got to roll your sleeves up and get to work. You know, if we can, you know, come back this week, you know, get these two at home, and that's the plan, get these two at home, and then next week, we'll talk next week and get these next week, and then go on the road and try to mix it up a little bit. We're right there in the hunt to make the conference tournament. But nothing's easy. Like I told our guys today, that Eastern Illinois is fighting for that same spot that we're fighting for. So it's going to be a matter of wills, who wants it the most, who's willing to go the extra yards, and who's willing to do the little things necessary to help you attain that victory. But we're right there. And you know how it is. When you at our level, you play all these money games. The most important thing outside of those things is what you do in a conference play. And now we got a chance to finish on a high note and hopefully, you know, make the conference tournament.
Well, DC alluded to the idea of you guys not only making the conference tournament, but winning the conference tournament and going to the NCAA tournament. I know that the eight-game slide, it was tough for you guys, but you still do have that opportunity. How much is that being talked about right now in the locker room with the guys?
It was talked about on Monday before we had our film session. It was talked about again today. It'll be talked about again tomorrow. It'll be talked about every day, because that's just some motivation we're trying to, you know, despite, you know, what happened prior to today or last week or this Thursday, we still have a chance, you know, and that's all you ever want in life is a chance, you know. And the thing is now is, are you going to take advantage of that chance or are you going to, you know, you're going to fold, you know. Hopefully our guys are in the mindset and thinking like we're thinking, we're going to take advantage of that chance and go out here and do some things differently down the stretch. And then once you get in the tournament, you know, I've been around this thing 26 years as a coach. Once you get in the tournament play, anything can happen.
No doubt. It's the Stan Geron Radio Show. You're on WREF at Spanky's. We're going to talk about the upcoming games, Eastern Illinois on Thursday, Western Illinois on Saturday. Back in a moment right here on WREF from Spanky's. Hey, sports fans, step up to the plate at Spanky's, where the odds are always in your flavor. Why gamble on sports when you can indulge in crispy cracker crust pizza? It's a guaranteed win every time. Don't blow your bankroll on busted parlays. Grab your friends or bring the family down to Spanky's Una Pizza on the west side in Schnucks Plaza or Spanky's Una Cafe downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Visit Spanky's and cash in on the best pizza in town.
Every idea starts small. A thought, a sketch, a spark of something more. At Slade, we help turn that spark into a brand. From print and signage to apparel and promo, we bring ideas to life, made with care, color, and precision. Because when every detail comes together just right, your brand doesn't just show up, it stands out. Let's make your brand impossible to ignore. Slade, proud partner of the University of Southern Indiana. Visit SladePrint.com and start bringing your ideas to life.
Hey, USI basketball fans, just like the Screaming Eagles dominate the paint on the court, Mack Industrial Services dominates the paint in your home. As the presenting sponsor on WREF, Mack delivers slam dunk residential painting, and that's a real crowd pleaser. Don't let your walls get stuck in a paint fell. Call Mack and let them give your home the winning touch. Mack Industrial Services handles every job in the tri-state, and they're starting with your home. Hey, USI fans, a basketball court and your yard have one thing in common. Both need the perfect lineup. USI alumnus Zach Hausman calls the plays on lawn care in town. And remember, basketball season is snow season. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will clear your driveway and your walkway. Hausman Outdoor Solutions will get your lawn game ready. Give them a call at 812-453-7757. That's 812-453-7757. Or check them out online at HausmanOutdoor.com. When coach calls your number, it's your time to shine. But that's a lot of pressure, even for a screaming eagle.
Aww.
When they call your number at Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, you can't lose. So if the play is the grilled cheese steak burger, the bacon double steak burger, or just some frozen custard, you're a winner. Freddy's is on Pearl Drive off the Lloyd right by USI. You can also stop by on the east side on Queen River Road. Plus, you can order curbside from courtside on your way home from the game on the app or the website. Wrapping up shop here on the Stan Gerard Radio Show here on WREF at Spanky's on the west side right by Schnucks. Also have a location downtown on Jefferson Avenue. Stan Gerard, USI men's basketball head coach, is here on the ref and talking about USI, their upcoming games Thursday against Eastern Illinois, Saturday against Western Illinois. So got a couple of games to preview here. And, of course, Coach, like you said before the break, you guys still have it all in front of you. We could talk about these games from a basketball standpoint, and we will. But real quick, Nick Hiddle, a little bit of a reunion there with him playing for WIU now. Not the first time you're playing one of your former players, but what's that going to be like to see him?
It's a ball game, man. Nick is not in USI uniform. We love Nick, but it's a war on Saturday night, man. I'm not going to sit here and try to. We'll talk after the game. You know, he and I will, I'm sure, or shake hands or whatnot. But you know, he's not in USI uniform, and we wish him well, except on Saturday night. You know, but we got to focus on the task at hand, and that's beating Western Illinois on Saturday night after we beat Eastern on Thursday.
Obviously, Marty Simmons has deep Evansville ties with him being just a UE legend, but you've coached against him for a few years now. What's it like coaching against him? What's the identity of a Marty Simmons coach team?
Boy, they're going to play hard, I'll tell you that. they're always going to play hard. They run that good motion. Watching those guys play on field today just reminds me of my days in Indiana State with Royce Waltman. You know, that Bob Knight motion-based offense, reading, change cuts, pin down screens, flares, curls, slips, you know, all those kind of things you got to defend against the Marty Simmons teams. You know, they're going to play hard. They're going to play hard for them. They'll switch four ways defensively. Very slow offense. You know, they are opportunist team in transition, but in the half court, they're going to make you guard. They're going to make you make mistakes. And he does a great job of recruiting guys that fits his offensive system. You know, not much dribbling, but you see a good motion-based offensive team, and they just do a great job of feeding off of one another.
I remember the game in Charleston last year, and it was a slow game, way they just hold on to the ball, and they'll bleed the shot clock. Even if they're losing the game, they're not trying to bleed the clock because they're trying to wind the clock. They're just trying to get their best shot, and that's what they do. And it's almost a maddening brand of basketball you know, to watch and to broadcast. So to prepare your guys, what have you guys been doing in practice?
Well, yesterday is all about us. You know, we got in yesterday and for our first day back since our weekend. We just did some scenario games yesterday where we just played like into a ball game. We got some shots up. You know, did some things defensively to kind of, you know, tweak. And then today we put the scout in with the team. We watched video. We went over the paper portion of the scout. Went on the court and we defended their offense. So that's been the prep, you know, yesterday. It was a defensive day today. Tomorrow we'll go offensive day. A heavy dose of offense with review, but also sprinkling a couple more things. But I think the biggest thing for us is we got to make these guys play our tempo and not the other way around. If you're going to allow these guys to, you know, play the way they do, slow, methodical, walk the ball up the court, you're going to be in a 51 to 52 ball game, and that fits, you know, their style, you know what I mean? So we have to speed them up a little bit, be very smart offensively, make these guys guard us, but also, again, speed them up on the offense to make those guys play faster than what they want to play.
How does Devin Curtis fit into the game plan against the IU?
Well, he fits well because their big is kind of similar. They're not going to switch five ways, and we're not going to switch five ways, but, you know, he'll fit in well. You know, I think the biggest thing for him is, you know, we need Devin Curtis back from Thursday night that rebounds, defend, and block shots. I don't care who he play. If he brings that to the table, man, he's on the court.
I know that Ish was talking to DC about, you know, doing some of the simple things. I think that's what he said, keep it simple.
Yeah.
But I know that's a message that you guys have preached to him as well.
We always say less is more. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, you know, just do the things that you can do well and not try to go outside your means, but less is more, man. So –
But I know that, obviously, he has so much talent. We saw that on Thursday. Obviously, he carries himself really well. We saw that today, and it's fitting into the OVC. I know that you're right now kind of looking at the standings, and EIU is right there with you guys. So when it comes to a game like this, obviously, it's a really big one. You guys are vying for the second half of the OVC slate and trying to get into the OVC tournament, both of you, both of these teams. So when you're communicating to your guys the importance of this game, does it have to be – talked about how important this game is, or do they know?
It has to be talked about because there's one thing that's out there that these guys have that I didn't have back in my day, and that's a cell phone and unlimited internet, you know what I mean? And they're looking at the standings. They got ESPN Plus or whatever watching games, so they know what's going on. So we just got to make sure that we're in tune with these guys as well and let those guys know that we're watching the standings. And right now we're, 1-7 in league play. Eastern's 4-4. We win two games this weekend. Eastern loses two. We're right back in the fold, you know what I mean, because they're in that eighth spot right now. And we can slowly creep up on SEMO, slowly creep up on SIUE because they both are 4-4. We win a few games on our end, and then those guys lose a couple. We can easily slide up to that, 6-5 spot if we take care of business on our end and those guys lose some ball games. But right now, let's take one step at a time, man, and let's get to – let's get to 9, and then we get to 8, and then we can see what happens from there. I don't want to, put the cart before the horse, to speak. You know, one game at a time, one possession at a time. And let's go out and take care of business on Thursday, and we can just keep creeping up because the more we win, the more they lose. I would hope to be changing spots at some point.
Coach, really appreciate the time. Thank Good luck on Thursday. Thank also you. On Saturday, Eastern Illinois, Western Illinois. Thank you to Devin Curtis for coming on. Thank you to everyone for coming out. Spankies, appreciate them for hosting us. Thank you so much for listening. Good night, everyone.
You have been listening to Stan Girard on Basketball on WRVF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listoftherep.com. Tonight's show has been brought to you by Hausmann Outdoor Solutions, Spankies Pizza, by Allstat Office City, and by Mack Industrial Services. Stan Girard on Basketball has also been brought to you by Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Slate Printing, by Lou Fuse, Mazda, and Kia, and by Jimmy John's. Stan Girard on Basketball has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio.